This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. They're presenting Once, that's the name of it, a musical based on the 2007 film of the same name, all the way through March 5th. CVrep.org, 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive, Highway 111, Joey Pals, Cathedral City. And in the treasure chest, passes to the Air Museum, psairmuseum.org, 778-6262, the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. $25 gift certificate to Maracas, Mexican Cantina and Grill. Had dinner there last Wednesday night. Fabulous. Swallow. They're at 155 South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. Maracas-restaurant.com. 322-9654.
Hola, Jolie Pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
Coupon from McDonald's restaurant. You can use it at any of Dick Shalhoub's 33 McDonald's. And passes to the Art Museum, psmuseum.org, 322-4800. And it works this way. Joey's got three children. Let's use them. Make them work. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. You make me so happy, Joey Pals. You've stayed with us for 28 years. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Joey Pals, we love Red Jeep Tours, and we welcome back to the microphones Rick Curtis with two S's.
Two S's.
What does that mean? Is that
a
nationality thing?
Well, it's British, and
your family
name originally has two S's, and the original immigrants from 12 generations ago in the 1600s generally kept the two S's. Some members, some branches of the family have dropped it. So pretty much every Curtis with one or two S's are the same. A lot of people just find the two S's kind of annoying or inconvenient.
Right.
So
you're all related.
Basically, yes.
Yes. Now tell me the card, because you've been on the show before. Mm-hmm. Red Jeep Tours and?
Matate Events.
Ranch. Matate Ranch
Events.
What's that mean?
Well, where we do our tours is on a private ranch owned by a family here in the Valley, the Wilhelm family, and we have arrangements with them for many, many years now to use their ranch for our tours and our events. On the ranch, we have an event location, a venue for parties, and it's really spectacular. We light up all the hills with colored lights. We have fire pits. We have a dance floor and a DJ, and we bring out caterers, and we do a whole party, anything anybody wants, from a hoedown barbecue for a corporation or a very intimate white glove wedding. We do it all. And
wow.
The ranch is called the Matate Ranch because a matate is a grinding stone that
I
the Indians use to grind their food down.
I have one.
And there is a great big stone matate in the middle of this ranch.
I have a little one.
And it's right there on where we have our property. Well, it's an ancient boulder that was always there that they used for it.
Joey Pals, Rick is holding his arms about 6 feet.
Yeah, it's a great big, it's probably about 15-ton boulder. But it has been
used. Oh, we're not moving it.
Yeah, no, that's why it's there. There were 26 matate found in this village, because there's an actual Kaweah village that used to be on this spot. And it was excavated in the 70s. They found a lot of matate there. They're all in museums except for this one, which is like 15 tons, still there because nobody's moving it.
See, I live on a Native American birthing ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I have one that's, how big is that? 2 feet?
Yeah, that's the way most matate are. You can pick them up and move them if you're strong enough.
And there's a little hole in the center.
Yeah, the matate we have has a 10-inch hole in it, which means that this village was occupied for a minimum of 1,000 years. Because it takes 100 years of grinding on granite to make 1-inch divot.
How big is that? 6 inches?
Well, it depends on how deep it is.
Okay, it's about that deep.
Yeah, that would be, figure 100 years per inch. So maybe about 500 or 600 years is yours.
Golly's. See what you learn on this show, Joey.
So that's
Pals?
Where we have our parties, the Matate Ranch events. And they're really amazing parties. We do a great job.
We don't talk about the parties as much as we should.
Well, I highly recommend anybody who wants to have a group event, wedding, family reunion, company thing, contact our office, because we do it right.
And it would still be under the auspices of
Red Jeep Tours
and Matate Ranch.
Right.
Because you could take everybody there in a red Jeep.
That's what we do.
Oh.
Yeah. We pick people up and we take them out there. If there's a lot of people, we use buses.
Yes.
But, you know, often we'll go to a hotel with all 15 of our Jeeps and we'll fill the Jeeps up, seven people per Jeep, and take them out to the ranch for a party and then bring them back.
How far is it? We're downtown Palm Springs.
It's about 20 minutes. It's at the end of Monroe Street.
Oh, I know exactly where
it is. Yeah, where Granite Construction is. Mm-hmm. That's where our tours start, basically. And the ranch
that's
is just beyond that. It's actually Indio.
Oh, of course it is.
But it's all the way on the other side of the valley, on the north side of the valley. So,
out near all the polo.
Well, no, it's actually near, like, Golf Center Parkway and all the way at the end, up on the northern end. The end of Monroe, if you
Fantasy
were to go north.
Fantasy Springs.
Yeah, Fantasy Springs, exactly.
I do, oh gosh.
In those hills is where all of our activities
I've
take place.
I've got to come out there. Now,
you do. I would love to take you on a tour.
Oh, I want to do that. Tyler and I, one of my sons. Now, the other thing I want to know about, when you were here before, you told us about being on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I want to hear, you're going to do another game show. What are you going to do?
I taped a game show over the summer.
Which was called?
It's called Masterminds. And it's on the Game Show Network. Which is, I don't know, some channel on different services.
On DirecTV.
And Dish and cable.
Yeah, everything.
And my episode is going to air on Thursday, February 9th.
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
February
at 6 p.m.
9th. I'm going to watch. Do you win?
We're not allowed to say.
Oh, that's
I'm contractually
right.
Contractually obligated.
Okay. Are you buying lunch later? Oh, no.
I'm not buying lunch.
Is it a money thing?
It is a money thing, and I'm very proud of my performance.
Okay.
But I'm not buying lunch.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Got it. He didn't say anything he shouldn't have. I you know, I'm addicted to Jeopardy. I do very well at home.
I do pretty well at home.
Yeah. Too. Without the stress, although I'm used to thinking under stress, but that makes nothing, has nothing. I didn't like the champion they've had. I'm glad he lost last Wednesday night.
Me too.
He was very annoying.
Well, the...
And haughty.
Yeah.
And arrogant, I thought.
Yeah.
In my perception.
And you never know who's going to be up there, you know.
Right. But I'll watch you and then we'll review your performance.
Okay. I will tell you something about Jeopardy that's interesting, though.
Okay.
Of course, you have to know the answers to the questions. But pretty much everybody who gets on the show has been vetted, and they're all really good, so we know the answers.
Yes.
It's about the buzzer.
It's about the buzzer.
You can't ring in until they finish asking the question.
Or it will block you.
If you ring in before, you get locked out.
For like a half a second
right.
or something.
So everybody's trying to get in at the same
right.
moment. And the person who won the game before has had a whole game to practice how to get that timing right.
And there are people that they click, makes
me
crazy.
They teach you different strategies, mm-hmm. and that's one of them, is the rapid-fire buzzer. Is they tell you, and they say Ken Jennings, when he was in his first game, halfway through the game, he was not getting in. He switched to his non-dominant hand, and then he started getting in every time. They say there are lots of strategies for the buzzer.
Oh, my goodness.
And they give them all to you and say, whichever works for you is the one you should use.
Now, on Masterminds, mm-hmm. how did you answer questions? Buzzer?
Well, it's three trivia experts against three contestants. And as you go through the game, you get dropped out. You know, one person gets dropped out and whatever. And generally, you write down the question on the screen. And then whoever gets it right, they continue on.
Okay.
And so, and then the very last round is a buzzer round, head-to-head, against the last two remaining contestants.
Who's the host?
Her name is Brooke Burns.
I like her.
She's fantastic.
She did a lot of... Oh, what was the other game show she hosted? Come
the
on.
The Chase.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved the guy.
And the Beast is on my show. This Masterminds. He's on the show.
I love the Beast. In what capacity?
He's one of the Masterminds. He's one of the trivia experts.
Interesting.
And
will watch. She's
I got to talk
gorgeous.
To her a little bit. And one thing my husband and I wanted to say is that we love you primarily for your diction. Because she has absolutely perfect diction. And
diction.
She can speak a mile a minute, and you get every single word. She's amazing.
You don't realize the timing of Ken Jennings versus Mayim Bialik, who I do not care for her diction or her tentative sarcasm or some of the things she does. Ken Jennings is much more user-friendly.
Yeah, he keeps the pace of the game. He knows how the pacing works a little bit.
Yes.
I like Mayim. I thought she was fine. My first choice for all of them would be Buzzy. I love both.
I liked him too.
And he's on the new version of The Chase on ABC.
Oh, I will watch this. Okay, we better talk a little bit. We've talked about the Metate Ranch events.
Right.
You can book it for a party or a wedding, and it's 324-5337, and it's under red-jeep.com. red-jeep.com.
That's right.
I've been saying red-jeep tours. That's not true.
It's red-jeep.com.
Yeah, no tours. Okay, let's talk about one of the tours that you...
Okay. Well,
what did you talk to us about last time?
Well, you asked about the Painted Canyons tour.
Okay.
I call it Painted Deserts. It's Painted Canyons.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I'd like to just announce that kind of we have a kind of a new tour.
Okay.
That we're doing a Palm Springs City tour now that is either oriented at movie stars' houses or at architectural houses. And
perfect.
We take people around. I mean, our main tours are about the natural world. We have the Indian Canyons. We have the Painted Canyons, and we have our San Andreas Fault tour. But we've added the city tour, and it's very interesting because you get to see all the houses.
So movie stars.
Or architectural importance.
Or architectural importance.
Right. You know, all of our, you know, architectural gems here that are, you know.
Gotcha. Wow.
So we like doing that tour. It's a fairly new tour, and it's very
How
different for us.
How long is it?
Generally, our tours are 3 hours.
Oh, okay. But that's easy to understand.
Right.
I'm writing this down.
And our Joshua Tree tour, for example, is 3 hours in the park.
Yeah.
Once you get up to the park, you get 3 hours in the park.
Because there's to and from travel time.
Right. We take them up there in an SUV. We don't use the Jeeps for that
one.
Because it's a little far to go in an open air
I
Jeep.
Had a red SUV. You could get a red SUV. Yours are black, I think.
Ours are have a wrap on them.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I knew that. Okay. So name some of the... movie stars' homes that we're seeing. Do you go by Barry Manilow?
Well, we don't. If we have extra time, we go to the Mesa and we point those out.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we go by Barry's house, we always point it out.
Yes.
Most of the tour houses are in the
movie colony
and Old Las Palmas.
Yes.
So, you know, there's Ginger, Ann Miller, the great big estate that she had, and, you know.
She did our show.
Well, and she had that great big, you know, where everybody went. The name of it escapes me right now.
It's okay. I wouldn't. Say anything.
It was called Heavenly Gates, or I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember. It had a funny name to it.
Do you go to White Gables?
Which one is that?
Joseph Cotten, right outside my gate.
No, I don't think, because we don't really do the Mesa very much.
Okay.
Right, sorry.
That's all right. No,
time,
I don't want you.
No, it's just.
Clogging up my street.
Well, because there's so many houses already in the movie colony,
yes.
In Las Palmas, that we get through. We do Liberace's house, and we do Cher's house, and we do, you know, the Kaufman House up on the hill.
Cary Grant.
Which used to be Barry Manilow's house.
Yes.
Cary Grant's house. Carol Lombard.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, everybody, Lucy and Desi.
I want to take that tour. You know what, Joey Pals, you should be a tourist in your own city. You know, you really should.
You ought to, because there's a lot of things we don't know about our own city that
yes.
you can learn if you take one of the tours like we have. Especially people who live here take our San Andreas Fault tour. And we give a whole view of the valley, the history, the geology, the flora, the fauna, the Kaweah, everything. And people say, I had no idea there was so much to know about where I live.
I learned just listening to you. I learned about the buzzer on Jeopardy. Thank you so much.
You're
What's your
so
title
welcome.
Over there, Rick?
I am a desert naturalist guide.
Desert. Naturalist guide.
Yes.
Joey Pals, check it all out at red-jeep.com.
Right.
3245377. I'll put it all up on
Jeep.
Oh, yes.
Easy to remember.
Jeep. Thanks for being here. I love having you here.
You're very welcome.
Your enthusiasm.
I'm happy to be here.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours. Right now, those folks are in Africa putting together a tour for Victoria Falls for all of us. But they remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with Steve at ACT, Palm Springs-based operator. He's been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai next March. Call 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM, A-I-M, Mail Center. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive. They're closed on Sundays. Listen to some of the things you can have done there. They have FedEx and UPS service. They have private mailbox rental. They have key cutting and bulk shredding. Check it out at AIM, AIM, mailcenters.com, 416 Dana Haynes is coming down from the mothership. Our astrologer, she says, Capricorns know that this year calls for economic growth for next year. Communication is important this year when it comes to making money. From January 21st to February 18th, it's the Aquarius sun sign. They may find they have to pay more attention to finances, probably their gas bill. It may seem the dollars go out as fast as they come in. Aquarians think good ideas should take off quickly, wanting every aspect of business to react immediately. Uh-oh. Go to astrologyworldnews.com for your own astrological forecast. Desert Water Agency. Current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. There's more. Go to dwa.org. LaloVisions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office, I call it a sanctuary, overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Call him at 401-1810. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. P.S. Ariel Tramway says Mount San Jacinto and the Palm Springs Ariel Tram have lots of fresh snow. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun through the month. The only ice I want to see is in my drink, but tickets are available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. To check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tramcam. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. Ooh, salivate. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, weekly from 5 to 7:30, and that's every Sunday in the VIP lounge. Monday, No Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi is weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. It's every Monday. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. That's weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. That's every Tuesday. But the CV Philharmonic Society Chamber Series is biweekly at 7 p.m. in Theater 3 on selected Tuesdays. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, ooh, if I can remember, a senior moment, neurovitality, dementia help, Forest Lawn. Until then, you be well and all the best.